He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you totally live and 100% in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We're on show number 542. Well, it is good to be back in the saddle, as they say. I have been recording, I think, the last two, maybe even three shows remotely. As many of you know, or if you don't know, I'll tell you, I had to go back to Scranton, Pennsylvania. My mother was extremely ill. Unfortunately, she did pass away on December 10th. So I had pre-recorded two or three shows to get me by because there was no way I could record given the situation. So I am back in Arizona and just filling you in to complicate things. I got COVID probably from the plane, I'm guessing, I'm speculating, but that knocked me out for another week and a half. So I am slowly but surely recovering, and that's why last week I couldn't do a show. I was just too tired. This is the second time I've had COVID. I had it the first time, which was significantly worse. Yeah, I'm fully vaccinated and boosted and all that. And I don't know, the disease likes me, but I'll tell you, here in Arizona, it is just beyond pandemic. I personally know about 15, actually 16 people that have it. Their wives, their children have it. My grandson's school has shut down, which is not uncommon, because of COVID. He has, I think, 18 kids in his class. All of them are sick, including my grandson. So it's been crazy out here. In any event, it's good to be back. Still a little tired, but happy to do the show. Again, remember, you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. I welcome your emails and would love to talk to you. Thank you so much, Mr. Brett Atkins, for checking in on me. I definitely appreciate that. That's very nice. And there were several other people that did check on me when they didn't see a show last week. Certainly our chief correspondent in the Scranton area, Mr. Alan Goldstein, checked on me multiple times. So I definitely appreciate that. Thank you so much. Okay. Enough of that stuff. Lettuce and tomatoes. Let's see here. Where are we on my board here? Okay. Our last show was on that Virilux Happy Light. That was one of the stranger products, I have to tell you. This week, we're going to do something different. I had the unpleasant situation when I got back from Pennsylvania. I got to tell you, I just ran out of here real quick, and I have a hybrid. I have a Lexus. I think it's 2015 or 16. It's only got like 40,000 miles on it, but fabulous shape. In any event, the battery died. I'm finding that these hybrid units, the batteries are extremely fussy, extremely expensive, and I did not put my trickle charger on, which I typically do, but I forgot. In any event, I was here. I was sick for a week, as I mentioned. Then when I went to start the car, it was just totally dead. And I have two or three battery chargers, and I went to get them. And, of course, they're not here. I have them up in the Prescott house. I have no battery chargers. So I called AAA, and they jumped it. It started up immediately. The battery's only maybe a year and a half old-ish, and it started right up. So I said, you know what, I'm going to need another battery charger. I'm going to keep one in the car and one in the house here, because that's a nasty situation. Particularly, you want one in the car because, you know, let's just say the battery dies or whatever, and you're out in the middle of nowhere. Yeah, you can have AAA, but better to be self-sufficient. The other thing that I've mentioned a zillion times on the Gadget Professor show is that heat. heat is the number one worst enemy to batteries, not only car batteries, just any kind of battery, your Duracell batteries. Heat will just suck the life out of the battery. If you look at most batteries, at least the type that we're used to, they'll have what's called a salmoniac paste or derivative thereof. And of course, the battery, your car battery, has acid in there that basically keeps the battery charged. The heat will just fry that to a pulp and basically evaporate it and sometimes even start a fire. So good idea to keep the battery charged. So I had researched a bunch of battery chargers, and actually what I came up with is this one called Locathor. I have used these many times. I do have one not quite this good in my other house, as I mentioned, but it wasn't here. But this company has been making literally all kinds of battery chargers. They have a ton of them, and they're actually quite useful, quite handy. I'm going to show you the one that I got. I really like it. I haven't had to use it because my battery's charged, but this is going to go into my car. I will probably charge this once a month-ish so that I'm always prepared. What I like about the one that I'm going to show you, and there's a bunch of them here, but this particular one, we'll take a look at the video. This JA301 jump starter, 200 amps, this will start a diesel truck. So I got one an extra beefy because I'd rather have the extra beef, if you will, when I'm stranded, God forbid, in the middle of the desert, which does happen here. This one also has a very cool 150 PCI air inflator. So if I have a flat tire or I want to inflate a basketball or a raft, whatever, this is handy, particularly if you're on the road and your tire starts to go flat or does go flat. At least you can get some air in there and continue on, provided you don't have a giant hole in it. So let's take a look at the video, and then we'll take a look at the actual device. Really cool device, nice gadget, and I highly recommend this. So let's take a peek here. So there you can see it's quite the device, and I'll tell you, the fact that it has that air compressor in there is real nice, and it also, of course, has a USB port, both a USB-C and a USB normal, that's handy for charging or recharging your phone or whatever else you may have. So let's take a look at the device itself, and right now we're going to go to our I have a new contraption here. I have set up my actual iPhone, and we're going to use that for camera 2 as soon as I can find what switch we're on here. So this is the actual device, football helmet type of plastic, if you will, and great handle for carrying, no question about that. Very solid. It weighs about 2-3 pounds ish. But what I like about it, as I said, is the feature set. So right here is the guts of the device, and basically you're going to turn it on right here, hold it for a second, and as you can see, it immediately comes up with the beautiful display, and it shows, as you can see easily here, there are 4 bars, which means this is fully charged. Right here, if you click this button, this is the pump button, and it will turn on the air compressor. And over here, you can dial in how many PSI you want. So whatever your tire pressure is or inflatable pressure that you want, you just basically push on the positive and negative button here, and that's going to dial it up for you. Pretty simple. Now, let's take a look at the jacks, if you will. So if we pull this one down here, pull it up actually, there you can see 2 prongs, if you will. They're actually jacks, and this is where you're going to put in the battery charger portion, and we'll take a look at that in a second. The other compartment is right here, and you can see there's 2 jacks there. One's a C port, okay, and one is a typical USB jack. Now you're actually going to charge this device through using a C cable. Let's get that back up there. Through the C cable right in there, so that will charge the device. I charge my devices overnight. And then last but not least, there's 2 more things you need to take a peek at. This is where the air compressor hose goes, and that comes with the device. It comes in a bag, and it just screws on there. It's nice that it screws on. Some of these devices have a little snap. I like the screw because it's not going to go flying off. It holds it there real tight, so that's important. And then last but not least, certainly this is a big plus, is right here you can see the light switch, and I'm going to actually turn that on. You hold that for a second or so. There you go. And as you can see, there's a light here, and if you click the switch, it will give you a strobe light. That's good if you're on the side of the road and you don't want someone to smash into you. You put this light on, and then of course it has the proverbial, you know, SOS or blinking light, which again will hopefully prevent you from getting into an accident. But the flashlight is nice, and again, to be in a car and have this big beam, it's very bright, is extremely handy. So that's basically in a nutshell all the components of this device. Now let's take a look at the black bag that comes with it. Here we go. It comes with a nylon bag. It's not the most heavy duty bag, I'll tell you that, but it's not going to get that much use. And in here, we'll just pour out all the contents. Here we go. Ah, you'll see another bag, but I did include the instruction sheet and manual in case I have to read that. You know I never read those manuals anyway. And right here is all the components, and it gives you a pretty good assortment of stuff. So the easiest thing, of course, is the, and the most important thing to me is these battery cables. These are definitely very heavy duty. You get a black and a red. Don't ever mix those up. And then right here, where are we here? Right there is the end of that, and that's basically going to plug in right here. And that is how you set up the battery charger. Very simple, very easy. They also give you a packet of different devices that you can use, the pin plug to inflate a ball, and a raft and a blow-up bed and things like that. So that's very handy to have. Keep it in the bag, otherwise you will lose it. The other thing that comes with it is a very short but nice pressure hose that actually is going to plug into the side of the machine. And this is actually, if you recall, the part that's going to screw right into that adapter on the side of the unit. And of course, here's your typical inflation piece, if you will. And then last but not least, they throw in the proverbial C cord to charge the device. And it will not only charge from that jack, but once it's charged, you can plug in the C jack here and use it as another USB device. So very handy, very functional, very, very useful device. Haven't used it yet, but I'm sure it will be okay. Now, one of the main things you want to keep in mind about these devices is the amperage. And also we want to know what it costs, of course. So if we go right here, you will see that this costs $169, which is not cheap, but you get what you pay for. It's the old story. They make a variety of different types of amperages. You may not need 1,500 amps. You may need 1,000 amps, so certainly that will be cheaper. They do have a coupon that's going to save you $10. When you look at all the features that it has, and again, if you're stuck in the middle of nowhere and you need your car jumped or you need an emergency flashlight or a tire inflated, it's obviously well worth the money. You can read here on Amazon all the features. I covered most of the main things here. This is also water resistant, so if it's pouring rain, it won't damage the unit at all. The working temperatures are minus 4 Celsius to 122. Celsius. We won't have to worry about that. It's also flame retardant. It has a standby up to 24 months under full charge. I doubt it. I haven't tried it because I haven't had it that long, but I would be surprised if it has enough juice after 2 years to start the battery, which is why I'm going to keep this thing charged like once a month or every other month, so it's always ready to go. All the instructions are there, and again, depends upon what type of amperage you want, what type of car you have to start. That will actually determine what your amperage is for the purchase. They have a bunch of a variety of different ones, and I think the cheapest one they have looks like it's this one, $169. But you can go on the site, and it will give you all the specs that you need to know. Very handy, very useful. I have a real old one of these, and I wish I had it instead of up in Prescott. But if you're in a pinch, these are great devices to have. Okay, let's take a peek at some cool websites. I use this all the time, and it saved me a lot of hassle and a lot of aggravation. It's called FlightAware. This, to me, is the most updated and useful site if you are flying anywhere where you have guests coming in or need to track a flight. Doesn't matter what airlines, but you'll put it in, you'll search the flight by its number or by its city of origin, and it's going to tell you in real time where it is. And as you can see, it tracks a lot of planes. This is a wonderful site, particularly with COVID and flights being canceled by the thousands each day. This is something that you really want to keep in mind. As you can see, it tracks all sorts of things, very up to date, very efficient. I have found planes that I have been needed. Let's try it again. Flights that I was going to be on, I found out that they are delayed way before the airline notified me by checking this site. So before I go to the airport, I always check this site, and sometimes even on my cell phone on the way, I'll check this site. So keep that in mind, FlightAware.com. It will be in the show notes, and check that out. Now, interestingly enough, let's see here. There we go. Interestingly enough, I had an email probably about a month ago, and with everything that was going on, I just forgot to answer it. But it was an interesting email. This person is decorating an office area or a lounge area. I wasn't quite sure what it was. And they asked me if I knew where they can get old photographs, like turn of the century photographs, that they could blow up and put in the room that they're decorating, because they thought that would be pretty cool. I do that in a lot of places. In my studios, the big studio where Wild Man Mike is, I have multiple photographs of actually old time Scranton, Pennsylvania, and a couple of the cool New York photographs. And I love those old time photographs. Matter of fact, sometimes when I'm bored out of my gourd or can't sleep, I'll go back and look at old photographs from all over the place. I find it very fascinating. So what you need to do, Ralph, is just Google it. So if you want photographs of New York City, just Google old photographs of New York City. A bunch of stuff is going to come up. Now, here's what New York City looked like the year you were born. And of course, it's better switch for you. Okay, so, excuse me. This is going to show you old photographs of New York, and this one's going to show you actually 83 different photographs, and there's some cool photos here, and if you're lucky, and if the copyrights allow you to, you can actually print these up and blow them up. Some of them are going to come out great, some of them are going to come out not so great, so that's one way of getting photographs, is literally by searching the internet. There are many places that will sell you old photographs, and they're not too expensive depending upon what it is you're going to be using them for, but they might run anywhere from $5 to maybe $100, and that's on the extreme high end. So this is a great photo. I love this photo. This is of Times Square. This would be a real easy photo to blow up. There's no copyright issues on this, so I think you'll be okay. And the other thing is, if it's in your house and you're not reselling the photo, I don't think you're going to be in any serious trouble. Who's going to know? I won't say anything. Not that I'm encouraging that, but this particular photo looks pretty good to me, and you're able to, if you are able to blow it up without it turning into a dust storm, hey, way to go. Really cool when you look at these things. It just shows you how life was in the old days. Really interesting things that you're going to find there. And of course, it can be from anywhere, but if you look at these things, at least to me, it brings back memories. I wasn't here in 1903, but it just shows you how the country has grown, and it just brings back really cool memories to me. And there's a bunch of places. Now, as you know, I have a place up in Prescott, Arizona. And that's literally was the Wild West. Prescott used to be the capital of Arizona way back when. And this is called Whiskey Row right here. And this is what it looked like then. Next time I get up there, I'll take a picture and show you what it looks like now. But you could see the old stagecoaches there. And still there. This is still there. Most, actually, all of these buildings have burned down. But this was an 1890 photograph, and Whiskey Row, and this is kind of neat. This is where the miners went, because Prescott was a gold mining town, and there's still some mines out there where supposedly you can go in and mine and get gold. There's still some washes out there, and people still do that. I don't think they get a lot of gold, but in any event, it's kind of interesting. But this was the city where the miners would go for refreshment and other such festivities. This is where they went. And it's kind of interesting. Then, of course, in the early 1900s, they rebuilt the town. This is an old one from 1970. But, you know, these are great old photos. Some of these can be blowing up. Again, the larger you blow these up, the worse they're going to look. You may, if you're lucky, be able to get an 8x10. Probably be okay with the 5x7. And if you really want to blow these things up, okay, there are some softwares, and I'll get into that maybe next week, that you can purchase that will allow you to enhance the photo, fill in the pixels, and then blow them up, and they'll be perfect. So that stuff is around today. It wasn't around back then, but you get the general idea. There's a lot of places you can go to get these photos. And again, if you don't want to bother saving the photo and blowing it up, which is, you know, it's a pain in the neck unless you know what you're doing, just find places where you can buy these. Another source that's fantastic is go to any town library. Call them on the phone and say, I'm interested in some old photos. They probably have them there, and or at least will be able to facilitate your desire to get some old photos, tell you where to go or what to do. Some of the libraries, I've actually been able to borrow on loan the negatives back in the day when there were negatives, and then blow the photos up. So kind of fun thing to do and kind of interesting. So, Ralph, if you do this, send me a picture of the room when it's finished. I'd like to see it. And you never told me where you wanted the photos from. I don't know where you live, so keep me informed. Thank you. All right, let's get into some apps of the day. Have you ever heard a song and you're wondering, like, what is that song? Well, I've always used a product called Shazam, and that works real well. Here's another one. Now, by the way, all the apps today, all of them, are both for the Android and the iOS operating system. So it doesn't matter what you have. All these apps are will work totally fine with no problems on both software platforms. So this is called SoundHound, Music Search and Play. This is a very robust app. Hey, what's that song? SoundHound makes it simple to discover music playing all around you. It doesn't matter if you're home, in your car, or anywhere that you are. Just open the app, hit the big orange button, and it will tell you exactly what song is playing. So 4.6 stars, works well. I have it. I use it. Works good. All right. The next app is called Vero, and Vero is a social media app without ads. That's why I like it. It's ad-free. You don't have to worry about getting bombarded with stuff. It doesn't keep your IP address and then sell it and all that kind of stuff. But from design to functionality, this is what a social network should be delivering: better, truer social experience for everybody. It's optimized for all kinds of connections. This is just a really nice, fun app. If you want something new and different, I recommend this. By the way, you can do all kinds of chats, video, audio, multiple groups, anywhere in the world for free using this. Very nice. Another interesting app that I have, and I'm always fond of these apps that help handicapped folks. If you are vision impaired, this is a great app. Again, Android and iOS operating system, TapTapSee. I love this app. TapTapSee is designed to help the blind and visually impaired identify objects they encounter in their daily lives. Simply double tap the screen to take a photo of anything at any angle and hear the app speak to you and identify what it's actually seeing. This is a very handy app, very nice, and if you know someone that is sight impaired, they're going to like this app a lot. Another very useful app that I have found is Be My Eyes. I mentioned this probably maybe 2 years ago. I'm going to mention it again. It's been updated. It's totally free. If you have spare time on your hands or really want to help out people, you should partake in Be My Eyes. If you need a pair of sharp eyes or have some sight to lend, Be My Eyes is a simple free tool to see the world better together. Be My Eyes connects you with the global community of volunteers and company representatives who are ready at a moment's notice to help you see, to lend their eyesight and support everyday tasks. This is awesome. You sign up for this for free, and people will contact you, and basically they'll show you what they're looking at, and you're going to help them do whatever it is that they need to do. So check this out, read up on it, and I think you're going to find it's a very worthwhile program for sure. Now, the next app that we'll talk about is called Google Translate. Again, dealing with the impaired folks out there, and there are a lot of them, and you know, my heart goes out to these folks, how they manage. It's just amazes me, and I got a lot of respect for these people. You know, if you see someone in a wheelchair trying to take the groceries or get in the car, come on, give them a hand, help them out. I mean, this is what it's all about. So this is called Google Translate. This is awesome. It has 108 different languages, and basically it's text translation. It will translate between 108 languages by typing. It works offline, so you don't have to have an internet connection, and it's instant camera translation. So if you have a photograph, if you see something that has text on it, a photograph or a sign or whatever, you can take a photograph of it and it's going to read to you. It will translate what that is actually saying. So it's really cool. And here's all the languages. And I know some people are worried if it has Samoan language. Yes, it does. It does have Samoan. And then also another app that I'm very fond of is IMO, International Calls and Chat. If I had to pick one app, probably other than Skype, that's easier to use than Skype and will allow you to chat anywhere in the world for free, and also video conference anywhere in the world for free, and give you a rock solid connection. From time to time, Skype kind of loses it or just doesn't give you good quality. This will give you perfection. Trust me. You can call and text your friends and family all at the same time. Imo is a free, simple, faster international video call and instant messaging app. Send text or voice messages or video calls all over the world with your friends and family, and quickly and evenly with no problems, even under poor internet connectivity. So this is a killer app. Both parties or all parties have to have the app loaded. Again, iOS or Android operating system, no problem with either one of those operating systems. And I think you'll be extremely pleased with this. So load it on, totally free. I know you're going to like it. Now and then you're going to get an ad, but I can't help that. Another one that's very good is TextNow, call and text unlimited, very similar in nature. This is nice, but what's interesting about this is you are going to get a free phone number with this. TextNow offers a local second phone number to stay connected with family and friends, allowing them to make free calls, free video calls, and text messages over Wi-Fi or wirelessly within the United States, nationwide coverage. So again, a very interesting app. And if you so desire another phone number, this app will do that for you. So a lot of stuff today on the Gadget Professor Show. Thank you for bearing with me over the last few weeks. It's not been fun. And we are back in action. And thank you so much for tuning in. I will see everybody next week.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.